Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell for Good, an international
call.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Life. Talking about, if y'all ain't checked out that new Life song, man, you know, I'm all about independent shit right here, but that Life song is what it do, you know what I'm saying? He doing it real big. Shout out to Life Jennings, you know what I'm saying? And welcome to My Health, Your Health Monday. Wine or buck? No, I ain't talking about bucking, like, you know what I'm saying, running from a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But this is all about My Health, Your Health Monday, people. You know what I'm saying? Well, we try to make the healthy choice right up in this mofo flipper. And, we're going in. So, basically, what we're talking about today, well, I don't want to hear all this shit. Now too commercial, goddammit. And this is not the commercial network. It's the porn network, goddammit. It's my motherfucking porn on. You know what I'm saying? All right, whoa, all that good shit, yeah. All right, anyways. Today's show is all about, you know, are you an avid wine drinker or just occasionally take a sip here and there? Do you know that wine is actually healthy for you if you drink it in moderation? Do you know where wine comes? You know, this is, of course, all the things that we will be discussing today, people. Do you know where wine comes from or how it is made? And have you ever made your own wine? Which brings up the question, you know, have you ever heard of buck? You know what I'm saying? You know, and if not, come on through, because I got something for you. Join, you know, your boy, Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host, Sayonite, as we wine you and spit you out with more knowledge than when you came in. That's real. Bring your ass. Going down real big right here live on Record of Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize, man, because we are live, and I mean live to the world, and I don't mean the world, I mean the world. So, you already know how we do it up in here, man. I'm cooking a little food and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And after that, I'll be getting into this mofo flipper. Knowing what I does, you know what I'm saying? That's keeping it real, keeping the trio pumping it up. Oh, yes, I will. We're going to start this thing off with a little bit of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, from the Jackal Head, man. And make sure y'all check them out, ParanormalSuitNetwork.com, you know what I'm saying? And you don't know what I'm talking about. How about you check this out?
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.ParanormalSuitNetwork.com.
That's real. And if you want to know why they call him the Jackal and the Prophet Jackal, that is, and while we say you want to get in his head, check out this song.
A gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it.
This is One Way to Hell by the Jackal.
Exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building.
Man, they just don't know. They fucking with the best. I'm like blowing snow up your motherfucking nose. The Jackal, baby, yeah, I'm gonna make sure the fucking world knows the game, the legend, the name. You can't fuck with me, dog. I'm insane in the brain like Cypress Hill back in the days. Yeah, I'm smoking trees, man, chronic for days. I don't give a shit, man. I got the pistol next to me. MCs come around the block, they gon' get deceased. Quickly, I ain't even fucking around. These motherfuckers think I'm toying with a gun around. Man, I blast it quick. The Jackal is sick. MC, the one seeing, man, that's why they suck dick. This to the motherfucking C-K-A-L. Nigga, you know where that spells. It's the Jackal, baby, I'm sending you straight to hell. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Fuck with me, you're on a one-way trip. Fucking with the Jackal, man, you don't know I'm sick. Come on, nigga, please get on your knees. Beg to God for some fucking mercy.
Let's not take a fucking minute. Let's go again.
Yeah. Man, I'm pistol packing, crown snatching. Leave a nigga on the floor bleeding while laughing. It's all a joke, really. Nigga, don't be silly. You won't force move out. Show you I'm like Billy the Kid. I'm quick witted. And lyrically, I'm the spitting image of every boss nigga who ever did it. I'm that nigga you all been waiting on. The son of the sun, the golden one with the golden tongue. With the mind of Einstein. See, this some next level shit, so in hindsight I suggest you think twice before you set your white sights. On the ground, sitting nice and tight on my head, before I leave your bitch ass bleeding bloody red. I think you should instead keep moving. Make your papers before you end up brewing. Like Eric Coleman on life support, getting the plug pulled by some crack whore. They say life is like a box of chocolates, until they running from my fucking rockets. Yo, I'm on a mission for perfection. This the second coming, call it my resurrection. The Jackal, baby, you can't fuck with it. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Can't fuck with me, you're on a one-way trip. Fuck you with the Jackal, man, you don't know I'm slick. Come on, nigga, please get on your knees. Beg to God for some fucking mercy.
It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
Benny, I think we got one on this one, man.
I made it rain.
Make it rain.
What?
Woo!
And I bet that I can do whatever you want me to.
that time of life. It gets
all
hard.
Over the world. Remix, New York City.
You got to make it through that
Hollywood,
hard
California.
And life.
Remix, Chicago.
That's why.
Florida.
We here to say
Detroit. Remix.
Only the storm survive.
All over the world.
Now only the storm survive. Cause only the storm survive.
Remix.
Come on, baby boy.
Everybody get them. Hard times. The nigga got to spit them. Hard times. You stuck up in the middle, cause in the hard time, my nigga, all it makes you strong. Hard times. Everybody get them. Hard times. The nigga got to spit them. Hard times. You stuck up in the middle, cause in the hard time, my nigga, all it makes you strong. It's like murder. Bitches that I have done. Got mama crying tonight because they locked up a son. I'm getting tired of pressure, getting tired of pain. They got me smoking all this reefer. Fucking up my brain, got me going insane in this bitch. I'm trying to drop a single down, trying to get rich. But who gonna throw the pitch, nigga, if I don't drop the bow? I represent the east side of the fo-ho. And you know, the pussy niggas get smoked.
Philadelphia, no, Pennsylvania.
It's my soul, cause I'm breaking so rough and rugged. And people can't touch it. Man, it's hard time, got me feeling
tough. Missouri.
Hard time.
Only the storm survives.
Plus a 9, make me wave 158 in that street. For me to face what I gotta face in these streets, where I gotta make what I gotta make. But you writing checks into my chest. Just catching up with
Remix.
You, bitch. You never thought miss you. It's an entire issue. Your legs and your thighs in the quarters, pushed all in the water. Death by design, a nigga all
that's
on your order. Should've
Remix.
Thought smarter, should've came harder. But should've, could've, would've, can't help you right now. So it's time for you to make a move, time for you to show and prove. Time to show these niggas that you do what you say you do. Reppin' on the block with 22s, niggas say who? The
Remix.
Dope man, the big man, the boss man. Ain't got nothing on the left hand, trigger man with the dead hand.
All
over the
world.
Make no mistake, I put it on that. West side number one, CMW tap. rings in my bag. 38 special with my pants on sack. In Oak Town, put a 357. Run up on the spot, keep the engine revving. 11 times 8 is a 19 shot. Trying to cook it up in a couple of pots. In the good late night, you see the flashlight. Get bright when the gun take aim, I. Show's over, ain't the showstopper. Shut these clamps down with the 8-switch hopper.
It's about to be a party in the ghetto. I'm inviting food from every hood. Up in every hood. So if the po-po's wanna try to shut it down, man, you know it's all good.
Gang, war zone. Sure.
Do you mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
This is all about wine. God damn it, that's what this is about. It's all about wine, people. My health, your health, Monday. It's all about your health and wine, but you can't drink too much of it. Cause,
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
You know, just rocking old Friday last night. That shit, that was crazy. Motherfucking Friday talking about it.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know? And just let y'all know.
Don't forget to check out DJ Smell the Good on the corner of 34th and Shelton Street in Seattle, Florida. Bringing all the latest hits and old school, gospel rap, and slow jam.
Now, motherfucker calling to the show 7-8 minutes before this something bitch started and shit. Set on the goddamn show. Whole fucking time, then hang the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? 2 minutes before the goddamn show about to start. Yeah, people, this motherfucking show starts at 12 o'clock. Not 11:50 nothing. 11:50 nothing or 11:50 nothing. 12 o'clock. It might be 12:01, 12 anything after that, but it will be 12 o'clock. I don't log in early to sit there and chat with people before the show and all that shit. This is a live show, people, so, yeah. All right, so, let's see what we got going on here. Check in, check in, check in. Why y'all still leaving comments on that old shit? All right, anyway, motherfuckers ain't got nothing else to do. Yeah, I was posted up, stop blaming, you know, Obama. Yeah, okay. Make sure y'all check out the Dust Spot, too, man. You know what I'm saying? My dog, Freddie James. What the hell is this pole there? Look at that. Is that riding the pole? oh yeah, you do know Donald. Okay. Official Dream Squad new single. Well, one thing about my email, people, I know a lot of people be sending me shit in the email. I really, you know what I'm saying, don't be paying attention to that shit. Put it up there and do what I do. You know what I'm saying? And then you got motherfuckers on YouTube that like to come by your shit and leave comments and shit. And it's crazy. The people that leave comments, like, oh yeah, because you're a fucking cop. That's why, dumbass. Fucking pigs. Don't come by my goddamn YouTube leaving dumbass comments. Pig lovers. Anyways, don't matter to me. People want feedback anyways. The only thing I'm going to do is feed you back to the goddamn cows. Goddamn, I don't hear that shit. Anyways. Shout out to Miss Lorita. Yay! What's happening? Going down real big, man. I know a little Lorita. I know she know about Buck. You know what I'm saying? Good old Buck. That's what I'm sitting here drinking, y'all. Sipping on a little Buck. You know what I'm saying? Homemade wine. If y'all know what the hell they're talking about. And because that's what we're talking about today. It's all about wine. Wineries and all that kind of shit. You know, I've been to Germany and, you know, that was the first time I ever seen a real vineyard and wineries. You know what I'm saying? And but I didn't see motherfuckers, you know, in big-ass barrels and shit with their bare feet, you know what I'm saying, stomping on the goddamn grapes and shit. I don't know where they get that nasty-ass commercial from. You know what I'm saying? That shit there seems so unhygienic that, you know, shit, I don't even want to drink motherfucking wine that say Germany on that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's some nasty shit. It's like old folks used to say, you know what I'm saying, man, this food's so good, it tastes like you put your foot in it. You know, man, like, what the kind of unhygienic shit is that? You know what I'm saying? That don't even sound clean. That don't even sound sanitary. I put my foot in it. You know, then they show on TV, I don't know what the hell I seen. They show motherfuckers stomping grapes and shit. You know, they got ladies in the damn thing. They all, da da la 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 la, stomping grapes and shit like it's just fun. And then expecting you to drink it. Huh. That's crazy. People ain't early, ain't never too early to drink Buck, you know what I'm saying? Too early to drink wine, ain't never too early to drink some Buck, you know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, got to have it. Homeboy blessed me with a little bottle, so, you know what I'm saying, I set the rest of it out in the sun so it can continue cooking off, you know what I'm saying? And doing what it do. So I'm gonna let that go ahead and marinate a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let it marinate. And yeah. Alright, who the fuck is this? Watch our new vid, please. New crew must watch. The Incredible Hundreds, Money Over Humans. Who the hell is y'all? Incredible Hundreds. We are hitting off the dangerous level video, very rare and basic. And we get ready to battle any crew. Man, please. I know. Listen, people. Right here in Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? I stress the weed, goddammit. We got what we, you know what I'm saying? What me and my homeboy started, Mr. Ashwood. You know what I'm saying? We started, it's called 813 Freestyle Battles. The way we invite anybody, you know what I'm saying, who want to battle. Anybody, you know what I'm saying? We set up the battle, you know what I'm saying? And then you freestyle against somebody else, you know what I'm saying? You be from wherever, but it goes down right here in Tampa, Florida. So we done had cats come from repping Orlando, repping various parts of Tampa. And now I got these old cowardly lying-ass motherfuckers sending me YouTubes and shit, you know what I'm saying? Talking about something, check us out, watch our crew and shit, you know what I'm saying? But you got to be 18 and up, people. We don't fuck with you little young-ass jits and shit. It's all that goddamn 12-year-old titty-bop bullshit that y'all motherfucking do. We ain't trying to hear that. You know what I'm saying? So, it's called time. Call it a day, folks. Dang. What the fuck? Oh, it's a damn kickball game. You know what I'm saying? And all you punk-ass motherfuckers going on my YouTube commenting about my goddamn video I left talking about the goddamn police, how the police up the hood in Tampa, Florida. And you stupid motherfuckers talking about they doing their jobs well. I don't see the motherfuckers going out to no goddamn softball games and all these other, you know what I'm saying, other people's events. I'll leave it at that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, people be fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? I don't see the police coming with paintball guns and shit, you know what I'm saying, after the goddamn football games and shit, running tailgaters and shit away, you know what I'm saying? So when motherfuckers is at a public park and ain't no close, ain't no open or close time on it, why the fuck are you out there fucking with people, you know what I'm saying, having a good time on a goddamn Sunday? When y'all wasn't called out, you just took it upon yourself to come out and harass the people. So, that was part of my YouTube video. Y'all go and check that shit out, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. And, So, what we talking about is wine. Because one of my homeboys, you know, well, wine and Buck. One of my homeboys, you know what I'm saying, I went to the house the other day. And you blessed me with a little cup of pineapple wine. And I mean, man, that shit that tasted so goddamn good. No preservatives, no sugar added, no nothing. Straight fermented wine. And I mean fermented. So, of course, I had to go back over there. You know what I mean? All true alcoholics will make a repeat performance. And, you know, I told them to bottle me up this little bottle. You know what I'm saying? I just want to take a little bottle home for my personnel. You know what I'm saying? And, but he let me taste some orange wine. Shit been sitting over for like a year. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, people, if y'all know about buck or even wine, you know what I'm saying? The longer it sits, the more potent it becomes. And, oh yeah. I mean, that shit was stanking. And I mean, stanking in a good way, stanking. But damn, you took the top off, boy, and it just hit you in the nose like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, woo. No, that's some good shit. If it ain't got no smell to it, you need to keep fermenting that shit. It ain't blew up, blew down, whatever the hell the process is you got to go through. It ain't did all of that yet. So you need to put it back in there. But, yeah, he let me get a bottle of that shit, you know what I'm saying? And I looked around, and this motherfucker started pointing out all kind of shit. He said, yeah. He take any fruit, people. I don't give a damn what it is. This motherfucker got plum wine, pineapple, orange, watermelon. I'm like, God damn, yeah, that's a watermelon down there. Yeah, the watermelon started to go bad. So I say, fuck it. I threw it in that motherfucker, and he letting it sit and ferment in wine. I'm like, damn. I'm like, you do it. Yeah, he said, yeah, any kind of fruit will naturally ferment into wine. You know what I'm saying? That's what rotten fruit does, something like cottage cheese. You know what I'm saying? When the mayonnaise starts to rot and people don't throw that shit out. Yeah, not mayonnaise, it's milk. Yeah. People eat rotten milk, people. That's what the fuck cottage cheese is. Yeah. Sounds nasty. Yeah, I know. And, but he you know what I'm saying? He got 2 5-gallon drums of that shit. And he got like little, you know what I'm saying, a bunch of little, you know, little gallons and shit. I mean, that shit, that smells so good. He got some kind of berry wine. I mean, I don't know, all this shit. And only he don't add nothing to it. And it tastes very, very damn good. Okay, that's what's up. Working on the phone with problems, first day of vacation. All right, well, thank you for coming through. That's Mr. Sayonai. On vacation, people, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're wagging off, as they say in Australia. You know? But shit, when I take my vacation like I did when I went for my family reunion, y'all didn't hear from me for 4 days. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because shit, you got to do that. Vacation means that. Vacate, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's all good though, homie. Home skillet. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but much love to you from Stars and Smelly Pride. That's what we do today. We're probably talking about, well, no, he don't even drink, so it don't even matter. Cyanide does not drink, people. He might, I don't know, he might sip a little wine here and there, but I know he doesn't drink. And, yeah. So, we're talking about buck, and we're talking about wine, all right? Wine, and it's coming from Wikipedia. If y'all ain't know, like, the true definition of what it means, you know, I'll give you a little something. Wine, of course, is an alcoholic beverage. It is a drug. It is a natural drug. Something like marijuana. Yeah. Which I don't know how to ban that, but hey. And it's typically made of fermented grape juice. And I'm going to go into that fermented real quick. You know what I'm saying? People don't really know what fermentation. Yeah. The process of fermentation in wine is the catalyst function that turns grape juice into an alcoholic beverage. During fermentation, yeast interact with sugars in the juice to create ethanol. Yeah, good old alcohol. Same shit that you can probably run in your goddamn car. Ethanol. Right. Commonly known as ethyl alcohol and carbon dioxide as a byproduct. And winemaking, the temperature and speed of fermentation is an important consideration, as well as the levels of oxygen present in the must at the start of the fermentation. The risk of stuck fermentation, and the development of several wine faults can also occur during this stage, which can last anywhere from 5 to 14 days for primary fermentation, and potentially another 5 to 10 days for a secondary fermentation. Fermentation may be done in stainless steel tanks, which is common with many white wines like Riesling, and an open wooden vat inside a wine barrel and inside the wine bottle itself, as in the production of many sparkling wines. Yeah. Motherfucker didn't know that, you know what I'm saying? Let's see. Yeah, he said he ain't drinking. It's all good. I'll take a sip for you. All right, so, anyways, the natural chemical balance of grapes is such that they can ferment without the addition of sugars, acids, enzymes, or other nutrients. Wine is produced by fermenting crushed grapes using various types of yeast. And yeast consumes, blah, blah, I just read all that, so fuck all that. Different varieties of grapes and strains of yeast are used depending on the type of wine being produced. And like I just discussed earlier, although other fruits such as apples and berries can also be fermented, the resulting wines are normally named after the fruit from which they are produced, such as apple wine or elderberry wine, and are generically known as fruit wine or country wine. Yeah, and that's not to be confused with the French term vin de pays, which I don't know what the fuck that means, but apparently it means something to them. So, yeah, I'll buy that for a dollar. Okay, let's keep it moving. Although fruits, of course, people, I'm not a wine connoisseur, you know what I'm saying? I do like wine, but don't buy it every day, you know what I'm saying? My favorite wine, though, is Yago, Y-A-G-O. If you ever heard of that or ever want to get a nice, sweet taste of wine, grab your bottle of Yago. It's got a bunch of fruits all over the front of the bottle, real colorful bottle, and I first tasted it when I was in Germany. And my second best is Lambrusco. Got to love some fucking Lambrusco. If you ain't never tasted Lambrusco red wine, you're missing that. Going to get you the bottle. Others, such as barley wine, and what my grandmother loves, well, used to love before she passed away, was rice wine. And that is, you know, such as sake. Sake is what they drink in, I believe that's Korea. But that shit there will put you on your ass, people. Don't underestimate motherfucking wine. That's what I meant. That's what I was thinking about the other day. And sake. Sake or soju. Both of them motherfuckers. Man, put you on your ass. Anyways, are made from starch-based materials and resemble beer and spirit more than wine, while ginger wine is fortified with brandy. Wow, I didn't know that. But in these cases, the use of the term wine is a reference to the higher alcohol content rather than production process. The commercial use of the English word wine and its equivalent in other languages is protected by law in many jurisdictions. Wow. Didn't know that. You can't just go run around using people's wine words. Like, you know, fuck that. But anyways, wine has a rich history dating back to around 6,000 B.C. and is thought to have originated in areas now within the borders of Georgia and Iran. Wine first appeared in Europe at about 4,500 B.C. in the Balkans and was very common in ancient Greece, Thrace, and Rome. Wine has also played an important role in religion throughout history. The Greek god Dionysus, and the Roman equivalent Bacchus, some shit like that, represented wine, and the drink is also used in Catholic Eucharist ceremonies and the Jewish Kiddush, also used in communion time, when you go and take communion. Well, they used to use wine. They used to actually use real wine in church. Until, you know, alcoholics started to ask for four or five cups. Hey, you fucking up the communion, man. You can't get no extra blessings. Oh, man, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Anyway, the word wine, if y'all want to, who really don't give a fuck, but, you know, it's all about education, people. You might be on whatever that shit is. One of them damn ask you a question shits. And they might ask you what is the word wine come from. It supposedly comes from the Proto-Germanic vinum, an early borrowing from the Latin vinum, wine or grapevine. Itself derived from the Proto-Indo-European stem. How the bitch it come from Latin? Where the fuck do y'all get all that shit from? Before that, I mean, come on, man. The world been making wine before fucking wine been fucking wine. Since goddamn fruit been around, bitches been making wine. I mean, come on, people. Some of this shit, you just can't believe every fucking thing you read or goddamn here. You know what I'm saying? All this shit, they want to throw up BC this and BBDs. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that shit. Mood I make up. Anyway. I want to try to always relate shit back to Europe. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Europe been in the goddamn dark. Europe didn't know shit. Europe didn't even know how to wash their ass. You know what I'm saying? Europeans didn't know how to wash their ass back in the days. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to hear all that shit talking about they knew about wine and shit. The hell? Fuck up, man. Yeah. The Africans weren't drinking wine back in the days. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Hey, bastardo. Hey, I always used to use that word. There's an old English recipe which survived in various forms until the 19th century for refining white wine using bastard. Yeah, bad or tainted bastardo wine. Yeah. Anyway, trying to find buck. You know what I'm saying? They don't have buck. Buck, people, is what black folks been making since moonshine. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what moonshine is, you need to look up what the fuck some moonshine is. And be very careful drinking that shit because it will kill you. Or at least will put you in a bad world. And that is some strong shit. Yeah. Let's see. Regulations govern the classification and sale of wine in many regions of the world. European wines tend to be classified by regions, Bordeaux and Chianti, while non-European wines are most often classified by grape, Pinot Noir and Merlot. More and more, however, market recognition of particular regions is leading to their increased prominence on non-European wine labels. Examples of non-European recognized locales include Napa Valley in California, Willamette Valley in Oregon, Columbia Valley in Washington, Barossa Valley, and Hunter Valley in Australia, and a whole bunch of motherfucking others. God damn, man, I don't want to hear all this shit. Motherfuckers saying where it comes from. Some blended wine names are marketing terms, and the use of these names is governed by trademark law rather than by specific wine laws. Blah, blah, squaw. All that shit sounds boring, you know what I'm saying? A vintage wine, which is what my homeboy is making. He makes vintage wine. Yeah, because if the shit sits over a year, that is... me vintage, because that shit is so goddamn potent. Yeah. A vintage wine is one made from grapes that were all or mostly grown in a particular year and labeled as such. Most countries allow a vintage wine to include a portion that is not from the labeled vintage. Variations in a wine's character from year to year can include subtle differences in color, palate, nose, body, and development. High-quality wines can improve in flavor with age if properly stored, and consequently, it is not common for wine enthusiasts and traders to save bottles of an especially good vintage wine for future consumption. Yeah, what I'm talking about. And this is some more boring facts, but nonetheless. In the United States, for a wine to be vintage, dated, and labeled with a country of origin of American Viticultural Area, ABA, such as Sonoma Valley, it must contain at least 95% of its value from grapes harvested in that year. If a wine is not labeled with a country of origin or ABA, the percentage requirement is lowered to 85%. Didn't know that. No such thing as vintage wine and non-vintage wine. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I guess so. Appreciate that. Shouts out to the Prophet Jackal, who has been stealing my stream and, yeah, and restreaming me. I don't know how the hell you steal a stream, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we live on PSoup Network, people. That's www.ps-radio.com. I guess I'm trying to make it a little shorter. Which is the Paranormal Soup Network, people. Yeah, ParanormalSoupNetwork.com. That's what we all about, talking about. And I know he knows what buck is. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know what buck is because it's not a, you know, it's basically bootleg wine. You know what I'm saying? let me see. Let me go ahead and ask a couple of people from around the world. And I mean the world.
Do they be Mexicans up on this ship?
The hell is going, what the hell?
Help,
money, wine, or buck? Who do you prefer?
What?
Motherfucking wine or buck, goddammit. Wine or buck. Which one you prefer?
Wine or fuck?
Buck, goddammit. Buck, like a buck, like a buck. Hell, I can't say it no other way. Buck. B-U-C-K, buck.
Like a dollar bill.
Yeah, but I ain't want to get it all crossed up with the monetary aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? Buck. You never heard of buck, man? You ain't never been to jail and they made buck in jail? Buck. You know what I'm saying? When they get all the fruits and all that shit and then they put it in a motherfucking big bag. And then they add a little water to it, a little bit of sugar and shit. And then they bury that bitch for about, you know, shit, really 30 days before they dig it up.
Well, whatever. What's up, people?
And it makes wine. You ain't never heard of that?
Nah, sorry. I'm not on your side of the world, but I am.
Right. Heavenly Angel, you ain't never heard of buck.
Or having just a dollar bill, baby. For a buck.
What kind of Southern folks are y'all, man?
Oh. I'm learning. I just learned something new today.
Oh, I guess that means y'all ain't Southern folks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, that's what it is. For a minute, you know what? Okay. Do you know what wine is?
Okay.
Anybody know what wine is?
Well, yeah.
Mexican, do you know
better
what wine is? Or Blaxican, shouldn't call you a Mexican. Blaxican?
Yeah.
Do you know what wine is?
Wine, like the white people drink wine?
Nah, motherfucker, like people
no,
drink goddamn. What the kind of shit is that?
Wait a minute, man. I'm on my Bluetooth, man. So it's like I'm driving, and it's like I'm trying to hear.
You're on a Bluetooth. It's in your goddamn ear. How you can't hear? What shit is that, people? Yeah. Like he holding the phone up. Like he holding the phone up to his mouth or something. Motherfucker on a Bluetooth. What the shit is that?
Bambo.
Wine. I mean wine. You know where it comes from. How it is made.
Oh, whatever.
Anybody. Yeah, let's not all answer at once, people. All right. Gonna hand out a couple of awards for the silence. Wine, man. I'm talking about wine today. Today is My Health, Your Health Monday, man. We're talking about wine. Or what the South calls buck. Fermented fruit. You know what I'm saying? You never heard nobody make wine, you know what I'm saying? Or how they make wine, you know what wine is? God,
yeah.
Son of a, Blackskin. Yeah, you call back then. Jump out the goof head. Yeah. You know how it made, though. That's what I'm saying. You know the process that it goes through to become wine.
Yeah, they squish the grapes, put it in barrels, and let it sit.
And how do they squish the grapes?
They got a bunch of naked ladies jumping up and down in barrels of grapes. How about that?
There you go. That's what I want to hear.
Hey.
Yeah, I want to hear that old folk tale.
That would be some good wine right there, don't you think?
Probably not. Maybe if their nipples was in it. But, yeah, your feet is a little unhygienic for me. I'm not a toe person, and I don't lick feet. So, yeah.
Hygienic and you're drinking Buck? Come on.
Yeah, but shit, Buck is all natural. Buck is all natural, no preservatives, no sugars added.
So is a woman, unless she's got, you know, implants or something.
Well, show on the commercials women jumping up and down, you know what I'm saying, in a big barrel of wine. But to me, that just looks unhygienic. Why the fuck would I want your feet in something that I want a goddamn drink?
You don't suck on no toes, huh?
Hell nah. The hell suck on toes? What the shit is that? You're like 40-year-old virgin and shit, get kicked in the mouth, you know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with no toes.
Baby.
Hell nah, man. Motherfucker don't take care of their feet as it is and shit. God damn.
You know,
you be looking
you
like
drink
Eagle
the wine,
or something.
It won't matter.
Huh? If
you
I
drink
yeah,
wine,
if I drink enough
matter.
Of it, of course
it won't.
It won't
matter
anymore. I'd be drunk. Shit.
You'd be sucking
them
toes then.
Nah. I've been on my drunken, and I've sucked up a lot of things on women, but hadn't been toes. I don't do toes. And not a backdoor bandit either, people. I know you're like, well, what the fuck else are you sucking on? I don't fucking, don't do no bung holes or anything like that either. That's, yeah. Anyways, let's keep that moving right on past that.
No comment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, good buck. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I've got a kick. Got a hell of a kick to it, people. Wow. That's got a kick to it. Yeah. You never tasted homemade wine? You never made, you know what I'm saying, homemade wine before? Or you ever knew anybody that made homemade wine?
No, I don't know of anybody that's made homemade wine. And no, I don't drink alcohol. I'm actually allergic to it, believe it or not.
What?
Yep. Learned that real early on.
Oh, how's that? What happened?
You know, teenagers.
No, what happened? You drinking? You passed out of something?
Oh, I started having, anaphylactic and itching and highs. Wine was the worst. Beer, I can tolerate maybe one. That's it. If I have any more, I start having a reaction. Alcohol, I can't have any of that. Wine is the worst for me.
Damn.
I don't know. So I just stick to, you know, my medical marijuana.
Yeah. Got to do that. Well, one thing I'm going to read, and this is kind of troubling, and this is why I drink Buck. You know what I'm saying? Unprocessed, all natural, fermented wine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the process that he does, he just takes straight up fruit just before, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like when you make, okay, cottage cheese. How is cottage cheese made? Or do you eat cottage cheese?
No, I don't eat cottage cheese.
Oh, that's nasty shit. I don't see how people do eat it, but they do. But cottage cheese, people, is made from rotting milk. That's all cottage cheese is rotted milk. and then they, you know, put some little preservatives and shit in it to make it so it won't fucking stink bad. But that's what you're eating when you eat cottage cheese, yeah. Eating rotted milk.
Curdled milk.
Curdled
milk.
Yeah, hurled up milk.
Curdled.
What it look like.
Curdled, yeah,
like,
will make you hurdle.
It looked hurled up. Like somebody hurled it up. That's a nasty shit. And so that's, you know what I'm saying? But what he does, he takes, you know, it don't matter, a gallon, whatever kind of container that you can put a lid on, takes the fruit, you know what I'm saying, and puts the fruit in the container, adds a little water to it. That's basically it. And let the shit sit. I mean, as it sits in there, it's going to reach. You're going to see the container start to swell up. That's when the fermentation process starts to kick in. And I'm not totally sure how you're supposed to do that, but I know you got to let it breathe for a little period or it'll bust the goddamn container, which I've seen before. And, you know, but it is a process. You know what I'm saying? It's a process you got to watch.
But is there a recipe online? Have you Googled it?
What? A recipe online for what? Making wine? Huh?
For Buck.
Oh. Yeah, I doubt it. That's some old Southern shit right there, people. That's some old Southern.
That's Deep South stuff.
Let's see.
That's back in the woods.
Yeah. Buck. Let's see if they got it. Let's see. Buck. Buck of Wood, Buck, Urban Dictionary, Buck. What up, young Buck? Yeah, what we call Buck is young black person, too. What's up, young Buck? You know.
Does it have an E on the end of it?
No. Buck. B-U-Z-K, Buck.
Island E?
Yeah, that's Urban Dictionary for you, you know what I'm saying? Let's see. If you're trying to run, you know what I'm saying? I bucked the police. I had to buck, man. I had to get out of there fast. You know, it's
how about buck
definition.
Up?
I put in the buck, you know what I'm saying? Sexual position.
Never heard of that one.
What? You never got put in the buck?
No.
Oh, sorry, people. Buck. Putting a woman in the buck is when she lays on her back and raises her legs above her head. During sexual intercourse, she may rest her legs on the man's shoulder. Therefore, I put her ass in the buck.
Sounds like you're reading it off the internet.
well, that was compliments of Urban Dictionary. Yeah,
oh, okay.
for the term. But no, that's what we say anyway. Yeah, and I had ass in the buck last night. You know, tearing her ass up. Put it in the buck.
There you have
it. Okay. Well,
what more do you need to say?
That's man talk. That's some good man talk for you right there. Some good man talk for you. Good old buck, people. So if you didn't know, that's one of the couple of thousands of meanings that it means. But
yeah,
what you didn't know.
Man made that one up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. You know that one. Couldn't, you know. Imagine a woman saying, hey, put me in the buck. Like, okay, how do I do that?
The buck position, huh?
Yeah, you gotta love that one. Heavy metals are found in wine, and this is coming from www.webmd.com. You can click on the food recipes or food poisoning, yeah, and you will read a little bit more. Red and white wines from most European nations carry potentially dangerous doses of at least 7 heavy metals. And I'm not talking about the fucking rock group, people. All right? Research is fine. A single glass of even the most contaminated wine isn't poisonous. But drinking just one glass of wine a day, a common habit in Europe and the Americas, because they tell your doctor, so-called, tell you that, and your doctors will be the first ones to kill you, people. Yeah, might be a very hazardous deed. says some biomolecular scientist, blah, 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 of King's Centennial University in London. The blah, blah, blah calculated target hazard quotients, or THQs, for wine from 15 countries in Europe, South America, and the Middle East. The measure was designed by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to determine safe levels of frequent long-term exposure to various chemicals. But my thing is, why do you expose people to chemicals period? How does chemicals equal health? You know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck does...
No.
Come on, people.
Because it's all about the buck.
All about the buck, huh? And we're not talking about the sexual position. But, oh, yeah, they got you in that, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. THQ over 1 indicates a health risk. Damn, over 1. Okay. Typical wines have a THQ ranging from 50 to 200 per glass. Some wines had THQs up to 300. And by comparison, THQs that have raised concerns about heavy metal contamination of seafood typically range between 1 and 5. He was surprised at finding, this is a quote, I was surprised at this finding and would be very interested if regulatory authorities and food safety people would look at this. Probably not. The wine industry should look at ways to remove these metals from wine or to find out where the metals come from and prevent this from happening. The metal ions that accounted for most of the contamination were vanadium, copper, and magnesium. But 4 other metals with THQs above 1 also were found, and that's nickel, zinc, chromium, and lead. And damn, all that is in our money. So our money is made of wine, people. Yeah. Drink it in. Mm, goes down smooth.
All those metals are in the ground. It's in the soil.
You feel me? That, you're like, where does it come from? Duh.
Contaminated soil.
I mean, shit. Y'all wouldn't have, you know what I'm saying? Eroded every fucking thing, you know what I'm saying? And dug up shit you weren't supposed to and put houses every goddamn where, ran rusty pipes all throughout the goddamn cities and states and shit, and then you wonder where all this shit comes from.
And the pesticides alone.
You know what I'm saying? The pesticides. You know what I'm saying? And when they come through and treating your shit, you're like, all right, all that, people. You know, and all I can tell you is, shit, enjoy your life because it'll end soon. Shit. Some other 30 metal ions were measured in wines, but THQs could not be calculated because safe daily levels for those metals are not known. Yeah. All of these oxidating metal ions pose potential problems. But the manganese contamination particularly worries behavioral neurotoxicologist, blah, 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 with a PhD. Professor of environmental medicine at the University of Rochester, New York. And he says he was not involved in the other study, but from the point of view of just one of these metals in wine, manganese, I would be concerned. Anytime you see numbers like they have in this study, you begin to scratch your head and wonder about the effects over a long period of ingestion. Yeah, not one glass of wine last Tuesday, but a glass a day over a lifetime. Yeah, will definitely cause an effect and build up. Manganese accumulation in the brain has been linked to Parkinson's disease. Yeah. And what is Parkinson's disease? Does anybody know?
Yeah, it's a nervous system disease.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We got a freaking smart chick on the phone, people. Somebody call the authorities. Parkinson's disease. What is Parkinson's disease? Let's go into it a little bit. Just a little bit, people. It gives symptoms of it. It doesn't really give a definition of it. But symptoms of Parkinson's disease include much muscle rigidity, tremors, and changes in speech and gait. Parkinson's causes are unknown, but genetics, aging, and toxins are being researched. After a Parkinson's diagnosis, Parkinson's disease treatments are given to help relieve symptoms. There's no cure for Parkinson's, and herbal remedies are unproven, such as marijuana. Studies on using stem cells to treat Parkinson's disease are underway. The prognosis depends on the patient's age and symptoms. Alrighty. Thank you for that little interjection. All right, and we're back.
Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease.
You who?
Michael J. Fox.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so when you, he be shaking and shit sometimes. Yeah, he be shaking sometimes, like he doing the Michael J. Fox dance or something. Motherfucker, we know you got Parkinson's. Shit. Oh, no, that's just my new dance. Motherfucker, please. I go back to the future with that shit. Wasn't funny. All right. Safe metal levels and wines from Italy, Brazil, Argentina, and good old Florida, because we're making our own shit. Yeah, it's called Buck, goddammit. Fucking right. Wines from 3 of the 15 nations study had safe levels. How do you have safe levels of heavy metals? Italy, Brazil, and Argentina, based on the maximum THQs for wines from each nation. Here's the list of the worst offenders. Hungary, Slovakia, France, Austria, Spain, Germany, Portugal, Greece, Czech Republic, Jordan, Macedonia, where my first co-host is from, and Serbia. Yeah, Hungary and Slovakia had maximum potential THQ values over 350. France, Austria, Spain, Germany, and Portugal, nations that import large quantities of wine to the U.S., had maximum potential THQ values over 100. And you keep asking yourself, well, why do they keep letting it come in if it's got metals and it's poisoning us? Well, why do they keep making goddamn fake-ass cash to keep motherfucking circulating around in the U.S. economy? Yeah. It's all about the buck. So,
right.
Where do the metals come from? Still unknown, but possible sources include the soil of the vineyards in which the wine grapes are grown, the fungicide sprayed on the grapes, and possible contaminants in the yeast used to ferment the wine. Heavenly Angel pointed out two of the three. But the two did not directly measure heavy metal in the wines, talking about the other guys earlier, but calculated THQs from data published in scientific journals. And since there was no data on heavy metals in U.S. wines, they did not include North American wines in their analysis. So, blah, 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 squash, 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 squash. That means they are talking about the nothing in the rest of the article. Okay. So, it leads to the question of, is wine healthy? Is a glass a day healthy? Because isn't that the old taboo, what they always tell you? At least drink a cup of wine a day and it keeps your, you know, your blood flowing. And it helps with blood circulation?
Yeah. One glass of wine is supposed to be good for you, yeah.
Yeah. But now, what is that? And like I say, people, everything has to be done in moderation. You know what I'm saying?
That's
too much
one,
is,
yeah. I was going to say, one glass of wine, not a bottle.
Yeah. And, you know, so people do kind of take it to the extreme, you know what I'm saying? But now, is it a glass a day?
Well, you got a cork to put back in there, you know? You got to cork it.
Yeah, but I mean, is that a glass a day, you know what I'm saying, or a glass a week, you know what I'm saying? What is the true, healthy factor when it comes to, you know, the wine?
Well, Well, in ancient times, they drank one glass of wine instead of what? You know, I mean, they would
in
drink
ancient
wine.
Times,
actually, they drink wine.
They didn't
even
have heavy metals.
To drink wine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they did do that. You know what I'm saying? And still, some, you know, most people do that now. I mean, you go to Italy, they do that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They drink wine for like every fucking meal, every night.
Even the kids.
Most people in Germany do that. You know what I'm saying? They drink wine with every meal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's every day, though. This is what I'm saying. Because your body, you know what I'm saying, it stores shit up. You know what I'm saying? What it doesn't flush out, it stores up. You know what I'm saying? So if you drink a cup of wine every day for 30 days, and you're not a person that goes to the bathroom a lot, you know what I'm saying, such as myself, you know, that could be very dangerous on the body, you know what I'm saying, because you're not flushing that shit out, and it's steadily building up. So now you got more heavy metals building up, according to this article from WebMD, that is. You know, you got heavy metals and shit building up, you know what I'm saying, in your body. What is that doing for your body? I have no idea. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, it's not healthy, though. And it can lead to Parkinson's disease. Man, nobody wants that. And,
Sure, it can lead to a whole lot more, too.
Yeah, like pregnancy people. Oh, did I say that? Not bad. You know, that too much wine can get you off of that. That zone, you know what I'm saying? Get you all in that bubbly feeling land, like, oh, girl, let's do something. And, yeah, there's many factors to the wine. And that's what we're talking about today, people. My Health, Your Health Monday. It's all about wine or buck. I'm trying to find out who the hell's ever heard of buck. Is that just a southern thing? Well, matter of fact, you heard of moonshine then, right?
Well, of course, yeah, I heard of moonshine. Yeah, that can be deadly.
Oh, yeah, you won't fuck with that moonshine. But, I mean, have you ever tasted it? Well, no, of course you haven't.
No, I've never even...
You probably wouldn't be here right now.
Probably not.
That is that is above the call of duty when it comes to alcohol, people. Moonshine, that is... Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? It's still the same type of process, though. You know what I'm saying? That getting the potatoes and the, you know, you make wine, you make alcohol out of potatoes.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's like anything that can basically go through a fermentation process, because that's all it is. It's the fermentation process. It's the rotting process. Hell, you might be able to make goddamn human wine. You know? Hey. Pass me some of that Bill Butt wine, yeah. letting that ferment for a while. Putting that on the market, goddamn it. Y'all got squirrel beers and shit. Well, I'm putting butt wine on the goddamn market. Fucking right. Taking old cadavers and shit and chopping the asses off and fermenting the ass. And, yeah, making good old butt wine. Who wants the first glass? It's got a funny smell to it. Oh no, that's just the fermentation. that ain't the true source and everything. You know, that's just the fermentation. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right. Shouts out to Rob Smooth. Just popped up off in this mofo flipper, and I got to go fix me another cup of buck, man. So. Y'all got to hold on a second. I got to go in. And remember, people, when drinking good old buck, you have to
drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
You know what I'm saying? That's real. All right, so go ahead and play a little something. What kind of mood you in there, Miss Heavenly Angel?
I'm in a relaxed mood.
Okay,
Hello,
well,
Forrest Gump.
How many years of hunt to shit who you are, Puffball? You're not even low like Gump's talking maggot. Get your maggoty ass on the bus. You're in the army now.
Oh.
That's what Mary Jane does for you.
You know what I'm
saying? Mary Jane keeps you relaxed.
Oh.
Somewhere over the
This is where we're at, people. We're somewhere over the rainbow right now. You know what I'm saying? I personally don't have any Mary Jane or marijuana. Marriott, I wanna, but I got something you guys don't have, goddamn. Coming right back at you. This is my Help Your Health Monday. Wine or fuck?
Pray for peace. Will it ever be epidemic? Raw disease. They putting newborn baby to sleep. Mama died pushing news and every strength to breathe. I cry when I see another man kill another for a bite to eat. I write what I see. You can't imagine what I dream. The new day, USA Today. Every shot will come, but the war here to stay. Instead of talking about illegal immigrants, they're back at bay. We betting on the next fight. Had the man delay. Can you imagine the standing wait? Open up to be victim after a massive wave. We trying hard to break. For victims of child molestation, hoping they could be found and place them back home. A place many people won't go, so this ain't hope. Pushing for the day they can all go.
Somewhere over the rainbow. Somewhere over the rainbow.
Good morning, America. And I ain't talking about the weather. This boring down any character. Who knew a victim of a .38 caliber? Who now sits as a pearly gate passenger? I ask for her mercy. The world is a desert. I'm thirsty. Seems like everything is trying to hurt me. Can't even pour me a glass of juice without having news to inform me. If I catch the clues, I abuse my youth. Wanna spend a paycheck on shoots and not do competition, taking shots of booze. My high school wasn't part of the news. That doesn't mean my classmates wasn't part of a crew. Carrying tools. Lunchbox used to share blow bars, but now it's gunshots. And when the gunshot, the game don't stop. Companies pay the media to blame hip hop, but
somewhere over the rainbow. Somewhere over the rainbow.
February 17th, 2007, serenity to keep so I could be found in heaven. Not many seen, could have been bound to felon. From the product of selling, but never found of selling. Never glamorized what the streets done to me. But can't criticize, cause the streets done for me. Couldn't be a model if my middle finger was green. Subtract the three, you symbolize the peace. People call me G for so many different reasons. I never tease them in the audience. I please them and feed them. A part of my mind, that's how I teach them. Reach them with beats and rhymes and unleash them. Youth in trouble, cops in class, when your kids against you in huddles. 24/7, parents working every day, struggle. Discipline your child, send you to jail in the shuttle, but
somewhere over the rainbow.
All right, people, enough of the goddamn wine talk. Y'all already know what the time it is. Having another news, goddammit. Nutty News, people, is brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. All right, Timmy, go ahead and bring old Miss Heather Angel.
Timmy!
Back up in this mofo flip. And,
that was a nice break.
Let me get some commercial music. You know, I'm going to actually play some commercial music. Wow. Let's get,
time to get my nutty on.
What the fuck is this? California Rock? Let's see if that plays. This is California Rock for the background music, people. How about that? Who the fuck is that? Who was that?
That's an old song.
Who is it?
Not me.
God damn it, I know you ain't singing in it. God damn it, who is it?
Oh, who is it?
What the? My award at, God damn it, my award at.
Oh, I was thinking maybe somebody called got
one. You all
are
got
you
one for the
damn.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Is that what that
is? I don't, who is it?
I'm asking you who is it. You say it's an old rock song.
I don't know who it is.
Oh.
I don't remember their name. Take a
okay.
Let's see.
All right. Well, for 4,000 virtual bucks, somebody answer that question to win 4,000 virtual bucks.
Hmm.
All right. I don't see anybody stepping up to the pepping up.
I don't remember what that is.
Hey, shout out to everybody over on PSN Radio. Bob Tarmac, Jackal, well, Cyanide was in there. Butterfly was in there. Ain't that you?
Cyanide's working on his vacation. Come on.
How
first
the hell did he work on your
they
vacation?
They got him working.
What do you mean? That what he said he was working?
He's working.
He ain't working.
Yes, he is. He is at home working right now. For the company.
He say,
first day
he
of
said,
vacation for 2 weeks.
He said, working, work on phone with problems, first day of vacation, can't make it today.
Yeah.
So something wrong with his phone. Hey,
no,
like that
was
one.
My phone. That was my phone. I told him to tell you I'm having problems with my phone. I wasn't getting a signal, and now I got one.
Oh. Is that music too loud?
What? You're breaking
huh?
up.
No, it says the music too loud.
I can't even hardly hear it.
Oh, well, I guess that's a good thing then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. I remember that song, though. We're going to play some musical tunes up in this motherfucker one day. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, name that tune. Who can name that tune? Most of y'all probably be like, oh, no, there it is. 80s babies, you know what I'm saying? 80s babies, man. Still got milk behind your ears, you know what I'm saying? 80s babies.
Attention. We're taking over.
All right, people. Let's go ahead and get into it, man. This is a little techno. It's called the Brooklyn Bounce in the background. Not that I know what the hell that means, but yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar. Take a few sips of my buck. People,
buy that for a buck,
baby. Buck is homemade wine, backyard wine, people. That is what Buck is, you know. You know, yeah. But don't come in the neighborhood, especially the women talking about some. You know what I'm saying? You want some Buck? Yeah. You will be offered to the house to have a glass, and then that ass. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm talking about. Oh. I digress. Oklahoma City. This is where we start this off at, man. Because the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, yeah, it's a crackdown on farm dust. Right. Not as if, you know what I'm saying, we needed a crackdown on motherfucking oil rigs and offshore oil drilling. Now, we don't need a crack on down on that. Nah, that's fine to poison the water, but, yeah. All this fucking dust, man, when I drive by this farm, you know, we got to put an end to that. We got to fucking stop
that.
Well,
there's chemicals around from the pesticides, so it's in the dust flying around.
Oh.
You know?
Daniel, son, I hear you, Kimofabi.
Yeah.
Oh. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is considering a crackdown on farm dust. So senators have signed a, and listen to what I just said, people. Senators, not fucking President Obama. Senators have signed a letter addressing their concerns on the possible regulations. Yeah, we respect efforts for a clean and healthy environment, but not at the expense of common sense. These identified levels will be extremely burdensome for farmers and livestock producers to attain, whether it's livestock kicking up dust, soybeans being combined on a dry day in the fall, or driving a car down the gravel road. Dust is a naturally occurring event. So they're not talking about, you know, the crop dust. They're talking about any kind of goddamn dust coming by the farm.
Yeah.
Right. But I feel you on that, though. You know what I'm saying? But one thing that's got to be kind of strange, though, is how the farmer lives with that shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he, you know, him and his family live, you know, with the shit.
Yeah. How many people have cancer or something wrong?
You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, they don't tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Sudden rise in farmers have cancer. Can't figure out the cause. If they made that statement, do you think you would still keep eating shit at the store or what?
I eat whole foods, organic only.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Processed foods. I don't eat anything with pesticides or chemicals.
Let all you organic people out there know, I urinate in the bushes. So, yeah. If you're getting anything out of that, oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
let you know something.
Awesome.
You got a little part of me, yeah. My urine.
You can drink it; it's good for you.
Yeah, that's what the survivor dude said. Yeah, see, what you do is you take your piss and you pee on your shirt and you wrap it around your head. It cools your head off. Then when you get thirsty, you wring your shirt out in your mouth and you drink your piss again.
Hey, it could save your life.
I'll probably be dying before I do that. Oh, I have legs of piss in my mouth. Hurry. Imagine me laying back for that one, people. Yeah, go ahead, baby. Yeah, let her rip. I think not. All right, we're in we're in Hoshiarpur. Hoshiarpur. I don't know where the hell that is, people. But daughter electrocuted, boyfriend set on fire by girls' parents. Wow. In a suspected case of honor killing, a couple in Hoshiarpur allegedly electrocuted their daughter and tried to set afire her lover, who is now battling for life in a hospital. Police officials said Shur Singh and his wife, Paramjeet Kaur, had gone to Jammu for collecting a certificate of their daughter from Jammu University and were scheduled to return on Saturday, but happened to come back home early on Friday evening after finding his 20-year-old daughter with her boyfriend. Shur Singh strangled her to death and tried to kill the youth. Gagandeep Singh by burning him in his car after beating him. Fucking wuss. If you're going to get the ass, man, you need to know how to defend yourself. You don't be fucking in the house. You know what I'm saying? What is wrong with y'all youth these days? You know what I'm saying? We usually lock yourself in the room door and leave the window open. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just trying to get pussy and shit on the... Man, what the hell is going on with these unsneaky ass youths these days? Jesus, people. You know that's delicate to fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Fucking somebody else's daughter in their house. But there still is no excuse upon that parent to take that upon himself. Therefore, that leads to him getting several awards.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
And no, people, I do not have those chained together. That is just how we do it here. You know what I'm saying? Wow, that is too crazy to start it off, but
yeah,
we're
going
to keep going,
hurt.
People. We're going to keep going. Damn, man. Sorry for the, matter of fact, I'm sorry, people. We'll have to take a moment of silence out for the daughter. Yeah. All right, enough of that shit. I didn't know the bitch. You know what I'm saying? Shit. The hell kind of shit is that? All right, anyway. It's fucking UK, people. Let's go over here to You Know It. You know what I'm saying? We're high quality and care for all. Pretty sure they're lying, but yeah. Woman dies as doctor said rash was only a minor infection. I'll be going over to the UK to get me some treatment. Not. Desperate patient texts photos of a deadly rash spreading across her body to her mother as she lay dying on a hospital bed while being ignored by NHS doctors. Critically ill Joe Dowling, 25, sent more than 40 pictures and messages to her mother and best friends as her life ebbed away. What the fuck is ebbed mean? All right. Doctors ignored the rash and refused to believe she had blood poisoning caused by the meningitis bug, taking her off antibiotics and giving her painkillers instead. Yeah, people, you know, anytime it involves death, you know what I'm saying? The person does it is always a...
lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. And, for the fallen chick. Yeah. Alright, yeah. You dead, bitch, dead. Damn. Enough of the goddamn music, Jesus.
Double respecting.
You know what I'm saying? God, hey, you're giving too much respect. I didn't know that bitch, you know what I'm saying? Jeez. But you're gone, lady. And Timmy says...
Timmy!
To you. Yeah. I don't know what that really means, but...
That's him.
It's Goofy Bone!
You sound like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
You sound like gay.
What's happening, non-working mofo flipper?
Hey, motherfucker, I'm working right now. I'm just delivering in the city of Campbell, California right now. Live in the pimp van, people. What's going on, man?
Oh, just sending shots out to EW. Just popped up in this mofo flipper. Shots out to Empowered Women.
That's what's up.
Empowered Women. Are you like walking through a shit storm or something there, brother? Because, yeah. Your phone sounds like somebody's kicking it in the grass, man. Kicking it in the grass. That was kind of like, you stopping on grapes? You making buck, man?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear Verizon commercial or something? Can you hear me now?
Hey, come on, brother. I'm telling the motherfucking truth. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you, my brother. I can hear you.
Okay, shit.
But,
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Just to make sure it works. Right.
I need to bonk in my probe. My mind's all fucked up after this weekend. I'll tell you that for damn show.
Why? You dated the chick that called 911 to ask for a date?
Nah, man. I met a married woman. I met her husband. and I met her kids all in one weekend. I tell you. It's crazy, people. Now I'm gonna be honest here. If you're gonna play the field, don't get caught. Because for one thing, it's not my fault that you got caught. And for another thing, to the person who got caught, go check your fucking woman. Don't be trying to check me. It's like she didn't come with an identification card saying she was married. I'm sorry.
That normally is what the ring is for, but, yeah.
Unfortunately, she wasn't wearing her ring when she was tied up in the bed sheets with me.
Well, unfortunately, she's not married. God damn it, yeah. You motherfuckers out there be taking y'all rings off and shit. Well, you just opening the door for you know.
You know, I just went out to the club to go out and have a couple of drinks. She approached me. She did everything. So it's like I'm not going to hell because she did it. She's going to hell for what she did. You understand?
Right.
Okay.
I'll buy that for a dollar. Yeah, you're fornicating, brother. Either way you want to look at it. You're a fornicator! 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 Where's my alarm at?
It's called
fornicator!
It's called fornicating when you know you're, like if a woman tells me she's married, then I'll be like, oh, okay, then we'll go down that route. This broad didn't even tell me nothing. She just said, you know, hey, what's up? Let me get you a drink. We had a couple drinks, had a conversation, and then she's all, well, what are you doing later? Be like, hey, let's go to my pad.
No.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Next morning, I get a call from her husband.
Fornicator.
So who's the bad guy? Am I the bad guy?
Fornicator.
Come on, brother. Don't be putting me in a fornication.
Fornicator. Where's my t-shirt? We got a fornicator. Oh.
Oh, man.
Adulterer. I don't know. Yeah,
man.
I've had my shares of motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? And I do mean. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Somebody else's mother. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Panera Bread. So delivered to a Panera Bread right now.
Yeah, they got some good, what the fuck is that, bread soup? Why didn't they make the soup inside the little bread shit?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, damn, that's a good-ass shit, yeah. That's a good shit. But enough about them, because, hey, they're not sponsoring me, and I don't get any fucking free coupons from them. Motherfucker.
Yeah, they don't deliver out in space, you know that, right?
Nah, man, but, you know, most people don't, you know what I'm saying? McDonald's is working on it, you know, sending some goddamn space burgers and shit. Goddamn rehydrated fucking french fries. I told them, yeah, I don't want that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that shit.
Come on, you piece of shit. Learn how to drive your goddamn car. You got a guy in a Toyota, I would say a 2003. He's backing out, in and out. Man, this motherfucker's making my time go by slower. Aw, shit.
Sounds like Heavenly Angel driving. Oh, wait a minute. Did I say that?
I'm an excellent driver.
Right.
I'm driving crazy, baby.
Off-road.
said, you drive us crazy.
Excellent at driving goes crazy. Yeah, you're a professional.
I'm going to have to reverse this motherfucker. I'm in the pimp van today, people, so got to go out and do my...
sitting in the parking lot or something?
Yeah, I'm trying to deliver right now. I got a 1990 Econo 150 van, which is the pimp van. It's a nasty-ass khaki color. So...
You ain't smoked it yet? You ain't blessed it yet?
It looks dirty. Just put it that way. It just looks dirty.
They're just
like
smoking the motherfucker, man. They just smoke in the goddamn company van.
Man, I smoked, I fucked, you name it. I've already done everything in this shit. That's what I said. It's a pimp.
No, I don't want that van when I come working for you.
It's the pimp van, dude. How can you be a pimp if you can't fuck in your van?
Yeah, you know, I've can't tell you anything about that, but, yeah, I've had a few vans myself, so,
yeah, but yeah. This ain't your 18 van, though, I'll tell you that.
Hey, man, that 18 van was shit, man, all right? Shit.
All right, I'm going to put y'all on mute because I got to go do this delivery, but handle your business, man.
I was about to put you on mute. Fuck, you going to put me on? What my award at? You going to put me on mute, motherfucker just muted me. That's how I'm bitch just muted me. Mother just muted me. What kind of shit is that? Anyway, how the hell you gonna mute me on my show? What kind of shit is that? It's all good, brother. It's all good. Anyways, Pino County. Yeah, let's go to the penal system. Now you even sound a place to be. You gonna name your county after goddamn the penal system? Well, that's crazy. Pino County, Arizona, people. Yeah, our own government has become our worst enemy. Dun, dun, dun. Right. Since when was the government your friend? All righty then. Sheriff Paul Babu. That's French for a baboon, I'm pretty sure. Is hopping mad at the federal government. What's very troubling is the fact that at a time when we need law enforcement and our state need help from the federal government, instead of sending help, they put up billboard-sized signs warning our citizens to stay out of the desert in my county because of dangerous drug and human smuggling and weapons and bandits and all these other things. And then behind that, they drag us into court with the ACLU, Babu said. Of course, people, this is all stemming off of the new immigration law that bans all illegal immigrants from entering the state of Arizona. The only problem with that is how do you know who the fuck is illegal and who the fuck is not? Unless you force people to degrade themselves and walk around with big-ass fucking billboard-sized signs saying that, hey, I'm not an illegal immigrant. Yeah. Devil, man. I need to go out there and sell some T-shirts that says, you know, green card. It's like, I've got mine. Get yours. You know what I'm saying? I think I can make some money off them shirts. But, yeah. I don't think they'll like that either. That's a good business to go into, you know what I'm saying? Selling green cards. I ain't thinking about that. Not the actual ones, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about green cards. Just, you know, get some green construction paper, write their name on it, and there you go. There's your green card. Yeah. Wasn't really that funny. Ohio. I mean Ohio. Either way, you know, it's all the same. Yeah, no. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing up and down. A woman called 911, yeah, like I read before, to ask for a date. Why do people do this? Have you ever called 911 there, Heavenly Angel?
Yes, I have.
For a date?
No, I haven't.
Sure. We'll find out. We'll find out. A woman is facing charges after she reportedly called 911 to ask dispatchers for a date. Bernadette Music, that's a nice name, 43, allegedly called emergency dispatchers 4 to 5 times on July 26th and asked 2 dispatchers if they wanted to go on a date with her, the local news reports. I don't want to give her a real award, but I'll take it easy.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know, I mean, take it light on it, people. Just take a little light on it. And don't forget, coming up October 3rd, you know what I'm saying? We have the return of the fucking A&R Indie Artist Seminar. It's going down right here in Tampa, Florida. Running it back at Club Nouveau once again. And yours truly will be on the panel talking major shit to all you punk-ass independent artists out there that ain't doing shit for yourself and blaming everybody else for your unsuccess. Yeah, I will be going in on you motherfuckers at that seminar. But I will also be giving out paperwork. So if you haven't received the Indie Band Survival Guide and would like that, please let me know, and I'll send you a copy of that. And that's just for all independent artists out there that might be interested in that. And very good information on how to, you know, get your music this, get your music that, get your music here, get your music there. Get signed if you really care. It's called the Indie Band Survival Guide. Or you can look it up on the internet. Just type in that, the Indie Band Survival Guide, and it'll pull it up. You can download it for free. But I will be giving out copies at the seminar. So if you happen to be in Tampa, Florida, hit me up, and I can get you in with me for the free. Yeah. All right. We're in Massachusetts, where cancer research is stolen in robbery. Sure. I'll buy that for $1. It's not the 420. Oh, that's what I'm talking about, 420, people. It's not the $4.20 bean and rice super burrito haunting biomedical chemist Galen Loving from his dinner in Somerville, but the reams of priceless data on cancer research he lost that night when someone stole his laptop from the restaurant. I feel ridiculously stupid. Mr. Loving, 33, who is doing cancer research at Massachusetts General Hospital. People, you cannot lay anything around, period. No matter where you at, someone is always watching you.
Exactly.
Too many fucking crooks that will easily walk by you when you so-called go to the bathroom or wherever the fuck, and will not give a damn about who is watching, and pick your shit up and continue to walk out the motherfucking door. And most people won't say anything 9 times out of 10 because, hey, they figure, you know, the dude is with you or the chick is with you. So why? Yeah. But anyways, let's get into some more nuttier news.
I say a thief should get his hands chopped off. That's all I can say.
Well, then you'd probably be in Iran. Or Iraq, or any one of those third world countries, because they don't play that shit.
Fuck that. I'm talking about America.
Well, no, we do pussy for that. We'd rather put you in jail for 30 days and make money off of you, then release you so you can do the same thing, so we can put you back in and keep the cycle going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I just say that about America? Oh, I'm pretty sure I did.
You better not put down America.
No, I would never do that. America.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
You know, that really does describe our government. Wow. I didn't know I had that in me. All right, then. Let's keep it moving. Let me check the old chat. All right. Dennis Rodman was in a nasty car accident, and should be extremely thankful for the way things turned out. The SUV ended up flipping over three times. People who saw the accident stopped to help them and scarily had to pull Rodman out of the wreck. They asked Rodman.
It's Rodman?
Look at this fag shit. They asked Rodman for his autograph after pulling him out of the car. Rodman courageously said no. Bitch, I just rolled over three times.
Bitch, I got in a car accident. Can you give me some medical attention first?
Man, I would have. I probably got another injury cussing they dumb asses out.
Man, that'd be like me getting in a car accident and some broad be like, hey, you want me to give you some head real quick? Like, bitch, I'm hurt.
Fuck ass to that. Let's go around Goofy Bones land. Because you'll probably be delivering to her one of these days. Yeah, I'm dropping off some fucking pills to this crazy bitch. But old Lohan is released from jail after 14 long days.
Yeah, my fucking ass. If I was in 90 days, I would get out in probably 72. Not 14
Man,
days.
People. Los Angeles Sheriff's spokesman Steve Whitmore said actress was discharged at 1:30 a.m. Monday after serving 14 days of a 90-day sentence. She is now required to begin a three-month stint in rehab. Lohan's abbreviated stay was not unexpected, although it was considerably longer than the 84 minutes she spent at the same facility in 2007. Well, that's longer than the bitch that killed two kids and injured two more kids down here in Tampa, Florida, got. And she only spent about 4 hours. Yeah.
Like
she
I said.
About 4 hours in jail. So,
if you're white, the justice and penal system doesn't work for you. We had a man in Oakland. A black man was shot by a white cop, and, you know, he only got a couple of years in prison for that, you know. Ain't nothing. Slap on the wrist, go ahead and enjoy your sentence.
Hey, you gotta love America. Yeah, right.
God, America.
Yeah.
Land of the free.
Dumb.
Yeah, land of the free. Free. Fucking bullshit you want. All the bullshit you need. Come to America, people.
I know the freedom. Well, check this out. We're in Wilkes County, North Carolina, where a man performed self-surgery after copperhead bite.
Wait a minute, what?
Wow. Yeah. An 81-year-old. Wilkes County man didn't see a doctor after receiving a bite from a copperhead snake, but rather decided to remove the venom on his own. I gripped my hand and stuck it down in. Church said, describing how he used a knife to cut a slit between the two fang marks before sucking the venom out. He then killed the snake by stomping on it with his foot. God damn. You're a fucking real Wrangler man right there. If y'all don't get that motherfucking man a commercial and put him in some goddamn Wrangler jeans, that's a fucking Wrangler man right there.
For real.
Damn. Old school getting it in. Most motherfuckers be running away, you know what I'm saying? Getting, it's a snake! It's a snake! Get your pussy ass away from there. Yo, pussy ass punk scared of some goddamn guard snake. It's a fucking guard snake, man. Jesus, people. But I wouldn't be fucking around with no damn copperheads. What's up to the house of Maro? Miro. One hand. Thank you for coming through the shizzo. You are tuned into the Nutty News of the Day. You know what I'm saying? Brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. And, yeah. Let me go across the bridge where I accidentally drove the other day trying to get home and shit. Yeah, I was a little too high, people, and missed my exit. Found myself going over 11 square miles of motherfucking water because, yeah, once you get on the bridge to Clearwater or St. Pete, your ass is stuck. There are no U-turns. So if you don't have enough gas to get across the bridge, oh, yeah, you're going to be stuck in the middle of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
And don't chance it.
Huh?
No, there's people that chance that shit, you know? You know, oh, I want to see if I can make it real quick.
Shit, me.
Hell no.
It's me. I done ran out of gas before, people, and that shit is not fucking cool. Not on the damn bridge, but, you know, way the fuck out of town to where I was in bumfuck nowhere land, you know what I'm saying? So, same shit. Inmate sued, man, he's convicted of burglarizing. Yeah. A Florida inmate is suing the man he's convicted of burglarizing, claiming the man and two others roughed him up during a citizen's arrest. Michael Dupree is serving a 12-year sentence for burglary and cocaine possession stemming from a 2007 break-in of a van in St. Petersburg. Dupree allegedly stole a bicycle locked inside and was apprehended after the owner, Anthony McCoy, saw him with the bike down the street. You got mad because they whooped your ass. And St. Petersburg people, just to let you know, they don't even play that shit with the cops. They shoot at the motherfucking police. So I don't see how you going to be bringing your dumb ass in there talking about stealing something from somebody. You're lucky they didn't kill you. You're blessed they didn't kill you. So
shit, I wish I lived in a community where we're, you know, we outweigh the cops, you know. Fuck, San Jose's got probably about 800 fucking cops here. And, you know, it's like every corner you go, there's a fucking cop. I wish we were in fucking a little place like that where somebody got out of line, boom, you're dead, plain and simple.
Man, you got GPS, don't you, in your car? Don't you got a GPS device?
Hell no, man. I'm in a motherfucking 1990 Econo van.
Oh, motherfucker, the Charger, goddammit, in the Charger.
Oh, Charger? Shit, I got the fucking world map. And I mean the world.
Okay, so have you ever got lost using the goddamn GPS?
Oh, nah, that shit's all accurate. Even on the part, there's a part in California that most GPS's, it's on Highway 1, it'll wear you off the fucking the mountain.
Wow.
If you listen to the GPS. Mine's, it just curves and shit, but some other GPS's, it'll say go straight. And it means go straight off the fucking mountain. Like three people already died from that shit.
Yeah, that would have been this family also. We're in New South Wales where family stuck 4 days. Followed GPS, but ignored road signs.
Oh.
I smell horse all over.
This is the GPS. There's a lot of bunch of them out there, but they're cheap. If you're gonna invest in something that's gonna fucking guide you throughout the world, pay some fucking money. Because believe me,
if you just
want to
get around your neighborhood, then you get the cheap shit. That's just getting around your goddamn neighborhood. But
if you're just like a you know, a little old granny, and you're just driving around like maybe a five block radius, then yeah, get a GPS system. But if you're talking about you're traveling, oh, I'm going from California all the way to fucking Florida, I'm gonna buy me a $39.99 GPS. No, fucking idiot, don't do that.
Well,
$150. Trust me, it's well worth it. My shit on my car was $1,000, but it don't come with no CDs. It don't come with nothing. I got every motherfucking street they were thinking of making, everything. So there's nothing to where it. And the thing is, it tells me where's the gas station, where's the fast food restaurant, fucking everything.
That's the upgraded one. That's the upgraded ones. Yeah, that ain't the standard one. The standard cheap.
No. I got the top. I got the best of the best. Believe me, it was $1,000-something, and I didn't give a fuck. It was worth it.
Well, they should have. A family of four, and how the hell you do this, get lost with a dog, but all right. And their dog spent 4 days balled in mud in far west New South Wales after being led astray by a GPS unit. Police say the driver drove off the road while following instructions from the GPS. They say the GPS instructed the driver to travel along a closed road near Willakania, and the driver ignored the road closure signs. Okay. I'll buy that one for a couple of dollars. People, you still have to rely on your own goddamn common sense. Look the fuck up. If the goddamn shit says road is out and this shit is telling you to go the fuck, crash the fuck through it, you would get, oh, it said crash through it. You're slow as fucking
Timmy.
Yeah, even Timmy know to roll around a bitch and go the other way. God damn. That's just, but like he just said, you know what I'm saying, people do that shit and people continue to do that shit. They put their motherfucking trust too much into technology. Just like bitches got all their trust in this goddamn internet. And think about what the hell it'll be if these motherfuckers just shut this bitch off right the fuck now. Just bam! A lot of people be lost like a motherfucker. A lot of people be about to damn it kill themselves. You know what I'm saying? Don't even know what the fuck to do. Oh, I don't have any internet. Oh, no, my life is over. Probably not if you get the fuck out and enjoy some sunshine now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, I didn't know those birds outside. Yeah, I mean, you're trying to look for birds on the internet. The only birds you'll get is right here. Huh? You see that one? Oh, it's not flying, though. All right. Last but not least, people. Damn, that's Wendy's. That's too crazy. I'll give you two more real quick. In Sweden, wedding is canceled after groom threatens to kill bride. I'm pretty sure that would be called off. Swedish couple called off their wedding after a visit to a pub the night before resulted in the groom threatening to kill his bride. The trouble began on Friday night when the bride and groom visited a pub to share a few drinks before their wedding ceremony the next day. An argument that began there continued at their home nearby and 12 hours before the wedding. The woman called police to report her fiance had assaulted her. Well, damn, bitch, you should be having that, telling you what the fuck you was going to get yourself into. Shit. That would have got married. That would have been a done deal. You just would have been a whooped ass. Shit. Let me give you a heads up. Look at Charlie Sheen, you know what I'm saying, and fucking Mel Gibson, yeah. Those are great examples of why not to be married. Oh, yeah. And Georgia, robber calls restaurant to gripe about take. Yeah. A man who robbed a Wendy's at gunpoint Saturday night apparently was so upset with his haul that he twice called the restaurant to complain. You're right, Atlanta police said. Next time, there better be more than $586, he said during one call. And he made a similar threat in the second call. Right.
It goes
right
to show you it's stupid.
Right. Right.
You got 1 minute here? 1 minute?
And what do you got? 10 seconds to give this guy an award, people. Yeah, 10 seconds. There you go. Before we get up out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Cheap
lying, no good, rotten, four flushing, low life, snake licking, dirt eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat ass, bug eyed, stiff legged, spotty lipped, worm headed sack of monkey shit.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool. Hey, a New Zealand company has invented a unique pair of bionic legs that is allowing people to walk for the first time. Wow. And
that's
the cost is $150,000.
Fuck that. I don't know why people just don't cut down a tree and be a pirate and make a fucking peg leg. Fuck, do a throwback fucking walking leg shit.
Man. That is too crazy. Yeah, well, they got robotic exoskeletons already out. We already knew about that.
Well, shit, the Terminator.
No, they have Rex, the robotic exoskeleton. And, this is a whole bodysuit. The first Metal Gear was called Rex. Hell nah, that is real too. You ever heard that game, Metal Gear?
Yeah, I heard of Metal Gear. Snake!
Yeah. Well, that's where they're basing the technology off of, but they actually have a suit. Which the military had already developed anyways, you know what I'm saying?
It's Rex armor.
Rex armor.
Yeah, that's what it was on the Metal Gear game.
Oh, okay. And it was an exoskeleton suit, yeah. So this dude is a handicapped dude. And, you know, that's why they always going to claim, you know what I'm saying? That's the, you know, we have to save the handicapped. They want to walk again.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question, Smelly. If you were handicapped, would you want to be all bio armor and all that other fucking shit on you? Would you want all that mechanical shit?
You know, because it's still going to make more motherfuckers look at you. I mean, either way, I mean, damn, now you're going to get 10 times more eyes than you were just riding around in a fucking wheelchair. Now you're looking like goddamn bio man and shit.
Yeah, but what if a big old crane with a magnet was on it and it fucking sucked you up?
Yeah, man. Your ass all metal and shit. You go to the guy and then walk by a scrap yard and your ass gets sucked to the gate and shit like, oh, what's going on? Yeah, dumbass. You're an all metal.
Oh,
kids play a game and shit. You know what I'm saying? Get a whole bunch of magnets and shit. Drive by your ass and shit. You know what I'm saying? Suck you to the car and shit.
You fool. Look, I almost got a car.
Yeah, I don't see anything positive coming from that. But see, now that was my same theory on motherfuckers talking about guns. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck would everybody go and stock up and get guns when they can fly a goddamn helicopter or a plane by with a big-ass magnet on the bottom of it and suck all your goddamn guns out your hands?
I don't know.
Yeah, leaving you standing there looking like Kung Fu Joe and shit with no kung fu. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But hey, that's what we're coming to, people. That is what
I
we're
don't
coming know. To. Well, I got to finish cleaning the carpets, people. Today is Clean the Carpet Monday. I have to clean the carpets. So that's what I'm spending my time doing. And that is what I'm going to next. I'm going to fix me another cup of Buck. No, man. Get bucked up. Get bucked up. Get bucked up. Get bucked up. I'm going to get bucked up and continue on. Like,
hey,
thank you all for tuning in. Who that? What that?
Smelly, I gotta get going, but I just want to say have a good day, my brother. And,
same to you. Okay. Same to you, because I'm doing the same thing, you know what I'm saying?
And thanks for having me on the show and shit.
Hey, you know, thanks for fucking getting up this early, because goddamn, man, your 12 o'clock is killing me and shit. I try to be there in spirit, brother. I try to be there in spirit.
All right.
Yeah.
Everybody have a great day, and I'm out of this bitch. Beat me up.
No. Heavenly Angel, I'll buck you later. I mean, yeah.
All righty then. Have a good one.
See ya.
motherfucker.
Listen up, people. And always remember, my help is your help on Monday. Hey!